This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy. You have your two beautiful hosts. My name is Carmen, and my name is Kalki. Oh, wait, hold on. She's not here. I apologize. I didn't have anyone fooled. My name is Carmen, and it is a beautiful day to podcast. So, if you couldn't tell by the name, and also if you hadn't checked out our Instagram, which if you haven't followed yet, that's at Grey's Academy Pod, or at Chaotically Kelsey, or at carmen.gabriel.official. It should be all in the lower levels of this description. Wherever you found it, it should have everything listed, including our Patreon, which there's some really great content out so far, but I'm not going to toot our own horns on that. Kelsey is having some unfortunate internet connection issues, and the way that we schedule these episodes out is we record on Wednesdays and then we release on Thursday. Now, here's the thing. I will give you some insight to the behind the scenes, right? The things that the doings behind the doings. We're looking to switch our recording days to Tuesdays, keeping our release days Thursdays so that there's an extra buffer day that we can get through and hopefully not have these issues again. But I wanted to take a minute here and just say, as a teaser, we both really enjoyed the episode that is going to be coming out next week, which is season 3, episode 9, I believe. I'll have to take a look at that. Don't quote me on that. I'm sorry. I'm not that prepared. But what I will also say is, I had my brother-in-law in town, Josh, and Jessica, my wife, and Josh, her brother, and I watched this episode. And it was just funny because we were going and I had to pause it. I write very intense notes, and he's like, wait, so what's the big deal about that? Because I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then at one point, Jessica was like, oh my gosh, you think this is crazy? There was an episode where a guy got a bazooka shot into him. And I was like, well, now we need to watch that. And it was season 2, the second part of As We Know It. And just rewatching that last, I forgot that Bailey's husband was literally having brain surgery while all that was happening. And then the scene where Derek's like, where is she? And Adele sees Derek and Addison hug, and she tells Weber that's not who she was looking for. Anyways, there's just so much stuff, and as I continue to listen more and more or learn and watch more of Grey's Anatomy, it just I really am getting excited for the next episodes. And Kelsey, bless her, she hasn't let any spoilers out, and knock on wood, don't know if you heard that, but knock on wood, I am season 3 in and still no spoilers, so I have no idea what's happening. And it's been a wonderful, wild roller coaster. So tell your friends, tell your family, if there's someone that loves Grey's Anatomy just like you, you know, we can't ever go back and rewatch something for the first time. It's like, for me, anytime I could find, you know how there are those people that haven't seen Star Wars? And 99.99% of the time, the reaction is, what? You haven't seen Star Wars? You should be ashamed of yourself. And my reaction is, wow, can I please just watch this with you? Because I can't watch them for the first time again. Every time I watch a new Star Wars movie, I have to like really force myself to sit in this moment and like not check my phone or like take my Apple Watch off. And here, it's the best thing for Grey's Anatomy. If you're a huge fan, there's an episode that you found and you love the show, we definitely appreciate it. But so often we take for granted being able to see shows for the first time. So please come on this journey with me. I know I really appreciate it. We continue to see so much strong support. We've had our best month last month. We're on trend to have our best month, even beating that this month. So really just want to take a moment and thank everyone. But please, at Grey's Academy Pod, at Carmen.Gabriel.Official, at Chaotically Kelsey on Instagram. And just remember, if you see me down the street, please no spoilers. Don't think about it. We've come this far. Thank you so much. And we will see you all. Thank you for your patience. We will see you all in the next one.